you guys. It's Sunday. Here we are with a sidetrack, because I was actually going to put up a matinee today, but I put it up yesterday instead. The one about the house in between, that paranormal documentary. So I said, well, we'll just do a sidetrack today. And so that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we saw that fucked up movie last night.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust.
I had seen it a long time ago, but I didn't remember all that much about it. It was on Joe Bob's Last Drive-In, because I was like, I always look like on Shudder like every week to see what he's up to. And, well, you know, this was kind of unprecedented, but he actually did, you know, his regular thing where they show the movie and then he comes in every now and then and talks about it. And they also did a separate one where you could just watch the commentary in case you didn't want to watch the movie, because Shudder does indeed have the uncut version that has all the animal killing in it.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like
that part. You
didn't
even see some of it because you were in the other room.
I liked it at first.
Yeah.
I thought the setup to the movie is like, okay.
Because it's really kind of two different movies. Yeah. It's like a movie within a movie.
Yeah. And then seemed okay. But then there's like eventually gets to a part where dude had this. What kind of animal was that? It looked like a little possum.
Yeah. It was some kind of, I think it's a Kawatamundi.
Kawatamundi. He's got this thing like that and just takes a damn skewer and just skewers it through the neck. And blood goes flying out and the thing's fucking going, ah, and that didn't kill it. So he did it again on the other side. And I was like, nah, fuck this movie.
You didn't even see the turtle or
the
monkey or the pig.
Yeah, after that, I was just kind of like, I was looking at my tablet and I'd look up and see what was going on, but I didn't want to see any fucking, you know what I mean? I said it a million times in case you guys don't know the show. I'm a hunter, you know what I mean? I've killed animals, but I believe in swift, clean kills, and that's not what they were doing here, man. That was animal torture.
Yeah.
And they did that shit on purpose. They were trying to be...
Shocking.
But
well, because
at the expense of fucking animals, you know what I mean?
I mean, and they said, oh, well, we did eat them afterward and stuff like that, which, you know, fine, but it's like still...
Now, some might say, well, wild animals eat each other alive. It's worse than that, you know, when one animal's...
Which
I guess you could kind of say that, but a human is not... in that cycle, you know what I'm talking about? We're kind of above that. We have the technology to do a swift, clean kill on an animal so it doesn't suffer. You know what I mean? So that it kind of differentiates us from other predators. You know, the only reason why other animals are doing that is because they don't have a choice. All they have is claws and teeth.
Yeah.
But though, you know, some of the cleanest kills I've ever seen were from shit like lions and big cats. Because all they do is just grab the animal by the throat once they have it and just choke it out.
Well, because they don't want to get her, because their prey animals have sharp hooves and sometimes horns and things like that. So it's like they don't want to get hurt either, because if they get hurt, then they'll starve.
Yeah.
So it's in their best interest to have evolved to
make it pretty clean.
To make it very quick so that the animal isn't struggling.
And they'll, you know, you'll see parts where a big cat will grab a zebra, you know, by the back legs or by the rump, and the claws go in and it's trying to, you know, and it stretches the skin out a little bit, but it's just trying to stop the damn animal and get on top of it. But that animal is so filled with adrenaline that it doesn't feel any pain from that. You know what I mean? There are some animals that will eat other animals alive. Fish, you know, they do it a lot. But fish are pretty fucking primitive. They have a primitive nervous system. They're more like robots.
I was always upset by like sharks and killer whales like eating seals.
Yeah,
like because the seals. I mean, seals are a little mammals and stuff. And
but this is just the way nature is. Nature is not.
Oh, I know.
Nice, you know what I mean. But humans are supposed to, you know, be better than
it
that.
It would be nice if we could be better than that.
don't torture the animals.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to eat it.
So, you know, so it's like I did watch it. Like I said, I watched it a long time ago. And I've seen like a lot of the old fucked up, because this was kind of like in the same vein as like, you know, Mondo Cane and stuff like that, which had that kind of fucked up shit in it too. So, you know, I watch it, but it's like, you know, it didn't really feel that good about it. It's like, you know, and by comparison, you know, the humans that get killed in it, you know, the gang rapes and the beheadings and them eating the people and stuff. It looks pretty good, like, for, you know, found footage and, you know, it looks kind of realistic and stuff. But it didn't upset me, mostly because the, you know, the characters are such assholes that you're like, yeah, eat them.
To me, it was obvious that the human stuff was fake.
And, yeah.
You know, it's,
I mean, back in the day when it came out in 1980... You know, the effects were good enough that, you know, Ruggero Deodato, obviously, which most people that are into horror movies know, like, he actually got dragged into court and he had to, like, produce the actors and stuff because
they thought he killed him.
They thought it was a snuff film.
Yeah.
And they thought that he killed him for real. I mean, like I said, some of the effects are really good, particularly that one, the girl that's, like, impaled on the stick that's, like, on a lot of the posters and stuff. I mean, that looked really, really good.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't see the monkey. Evidently, they cut the top of the monkey's head off while it's alive and ate the brain of it. That really pissed me off.
It did really piss me off.
Yeah, I didn't want to see that.
Good thing I
didn't see it. I didn't know until after it was
over. You were, because you missed, like I said, you missed the turtle, and that was really, really disgusting. That was probably the most disgusting.
Yeah, fucking Italy came after him behind all that. They weren't into that animal cruelty.
He got in
trouble for that. So he got what he wanted. He got famous, got a lot of attention, but...
Well, yeah, and it's still, like, one of the most infamous, you know, gore films ever, you know, just because it's been banned in so many countries and censorship.
Which is weird. You had Italy prosecuting him, but he was out of their jurisdiction. He didn't do it in Italy. He did it in where, Colombia?
They shot it in Colombia.
Yeah, so... I think they had to drop charges, huh, on that.
I'm not sure how that worked out.
They changed it to something else having to do with an anti-bullfighting law.
Yeah, that's right.
They came after him with that.
Yeah. Which, you know, fair enough. Like I said, it's I'm not saying everyone should see it, but it's like horror fans should be like aware of it and like, you don't have to watch it. If you don't watch it, I don't blame you if you don't want to watch it, because I don't even like watching movies with like fake animal things. I don't give a shit. You can kill all the people you want in movies. I don't care. But the second you like do something fucked up to like a cat or a dog or something, I'm out of there.
It could have been a good movie.
Yeah.
It's just that it had a bunch of unnecessary animal torture in it.
Like I said,
you didn't actually need that for the...
They were trying to go for like a Mondo Cani or like later, like Faces of Death and stuff like that. I think Faces of Death came out, those ones came out later, but
it was like unnecessary and tacky.
Yeah.
It kind of belittled the movie. He should have left all the animal stuff out.
Yeah, because you could have just tortured the humans.
Yeah, because you know that's fake. It's fake.
Yeah. And like I said, the people were assholes, so you know what I mean?
Well, the characters were.
The characters were assholes, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
So it's like you didn't really care if they fucking got eaten or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of the people that actually did the killings of the animals was... One of them was an Italian farm boy, he was in it, and the Indians.
Yeah.
They got real Indians in it. Real South American
just
Indians.
Locals. I mean, they weren't from tribes or anything like that. They were from like the city where they
Local people dressed them up like Indians.
But they just dressed them up like quote unquote savages.
Yeah.
And had them run around. Hey, cut this monkey's head off.
But then you find out that the Italians are savages too.
Well, that was kind of the whole point that he was trying to make with the movie, was that, you know, the people that came there, like the film crew, were just as shitty. Or shittier, actually, because, you know, they weren't even, like, killing the animals for food or for punishment or anything like that. They were just fucking with them for the sake of fucking with them.
Other than the animal scenes, I thought the rest of it just looked like typical Italian B-movie stuff. I mean, to be honest.
The first part of it, you know, the part that's not the found footage part.
Yeah, the setup was good.
Is good, and it's actually, like, really well done. Because, like I said, they even went to the trouble of filming, like, the first part of it on 35mm and the second part on 16mm, so it would look like a differentiated, like, this looks shittier because this was, like, this crappy footage that they shot. So they did actually go, because I don't know if, like, you kids know today and you think Blair Witch Project was the first found footage, but actually Cannibal Holocaust was the first found footage movie, as far as I know. It wasn't the first cannibal movie. I think that was Man from Deep River. But, you know, or at least the first one of that cycle. But I'm pretty sure it was the first found footage
movie. Yeah, the setup had a pretty good character in it. It was kind of like something out of Predator. You had this black dude who's like a captain of a fucking commando unit. And he's got these Colombian soldiers underneath him, and he knows everything about the damn Indians. And, you know, talking about this tribal war that was going on. And I just liked that part. He had, you know, the fucking had pretty cool weapons, 30 carbines and a fucking mini Uzi and shit. And I just thought the guy was kind of a believable character. He's speaking a couple different languages. He spoke Spanish and English. And didn't he speak some French?
I can't remember. Maybe.
But he was like a character out of fucking Predator.
Yeah.
I don't know who that guy was, but he would have been right.
He looked familiar. He might have been in some other Italian movies from that time period. I'd have to look it up. I can't remember what his name was. I should say too that like not only was the animal stuff real, but also the footage that they showed of like the people like getting like with hoods being put over their head and assassinated and stuff that they showed like, oh, this is the film crew that disappeared. This was their first documentary that they were working on. That footage was real. Like all those people that were getting shot and you know, and shit like that was real. And all the animal shit was real, but yeah, like obviously all the cannibal stuff and beheading, that wasn't real.
Yeah.
Because those people did like turn back up afterward.
But if you want to see a fucked up movie, you can see it.
It's like I said, it's infamous.
I don't really recommend it. I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I said, Eli Roth made Green Inferno like as an homage.
That was better, actually.
Because you remember?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't... There was something that I liked about Green Inferno, and then there was something I didn't really like about it, and I guess I can't really put my finger on what it was. But, you know, I like Eli Roth in general, though. Like, I'll, you know, I kind of like some of those. If I'm in the right mood, I don't mind some of those, like, torture porny kind of movies, like Hostel and stuff.
Cannibal Holocaust is just kind of like one of those, movies that you fucking make you feel dirty when you're watching it.
Yeah.
That's what it's, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Like Faces
of
Death.
Well, that was the intention.
With a bunch of fucking animal torture in it, you know what I mean?
That was the intention.
It's just not for me. I could watch a version of it with that edited out.
The UK version just has that edited out.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to find one with all the animal cruelty taken out. Like a lot of countries, that's the only version that they'll show. But
there's no point in doing that shit for real.
Yeah.
No.
And I mean, Joe Bob even said, because it was like a whole bunch of like, there was a whole bunch of disclaimers like before they showed it, like before the Joe Bob show came on. And even Joe Bob himself said that, you know, it's like, I don't condone like the fucking animal cruelty in this. He's like, I think people should get the death penalty just for kicking a dog. So it's like, this is not. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I can agree with you on that.
It was just a cheap shot by the director. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he just took the quick and easy path. Killed some animals to fucking gross you out and piss you off.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was tacky.
Yeah.
And it didn't really help the story. It didn't serve the story at all.
Yeah, it was just, basically just put in there.
It's just put in there for extra shit that you go, ugh.
Oh, gross.
Like the Faces of Death, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Even though a lot of the Faces of Death stuff was faked.
I'd have
to look. I've only seen like the first maybe two of them.
Yeah.
Some of the shit in there was pretty gross and it was real and stuff, but... I think a lot of the shit in there was faked.
Yeah, I think 90% of it was faked.
I mean, all the shit with, like, the car accidents and stuff, I think that was pretty real because we watched that shit in fucking Driver's Ed.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they would show you that shit with, like, fucking people getting their heads
people
run
with
over.
The damn bottom jaw fucking hanging.
Yeah. We saw, I think the worst one I saw, I can't remember, god damn it, what the hell was the name? Blood on the Highway or something like that.
Yeah.
And they showed us a bunch of them. There was one where it was, like, an old couple and they... had driven off, I guess the guy fell asleep at the wheel or something, and I guess they drove off an overpass and the car caught on fire. So they showed like them taking these crispy old people like out of this fucking car, and it was like really, really disgusting. I'm sure it like smelled even worse. And one guy that got like his head run over, that was pretty I still remember that too.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking nasty. But yeah, so another thing I wanted to mention was that the next episode that's going up, episode 198, which I guess I'm, spoiler alert, is about Bob Lazar and about Area 51 and all that, because we've had like a bunch of requests to do that. I can't believe, because I had notes and shit like that, and I thought that I had written this down in my notes somewhere, but I didn't. And then when I was going to edit the show, I was just kind of like, holy shit, I can't believe I forgot to mention that. So I'm going to mention it on here. Now, there was a thing where, because you know, I mean... just like a brief overview, Bob Lazar says that he, you know, used to work at, you know, S4 near Area 51, and he was trying to, like, reverse engineer spacecraft and blah, blah, blah. So one of the things that he used to claim back in the day when he first started making these claims, like back in the late 80s, early 90s, was that one of the things that I think he was kind of implying that this was alien technology that we had appropriated, was like this hand scanner. It was like a security type scanner, you know, just like they do with like the eyeball shit nowadays, but it had like a hand thing on it. And he's like, yeah, it like measured your finger bones or something, because everyone's is different and that's like how you got in and everything. And so he was making it seem like this was some big like technological big deal thing. And he talked about this on the Netflix documentary, And the guy that made the documentary, like, shows a picture, was this it? And he's like, oh yeah, I never thought I'd see that again, blah, blah, blah. Well, turns out that even though he made this claim in the late 80s, that this was like some, you know, alien technology or some way ahead technology, they actually knew about these hand scanners. They are real. They were using them as early as 1971, and it wasn't secret. And in fact, that very same hand scanner appeared in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, whenever the fuck that came out, 78?
Yeah.
Late 70s, early 80s. So,
well, I don't know. I think it was that was before Star Wars, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. Maybe it's earlier than I thought. Maybe it was 75. I can't remember. For some reason, I thought it was early 80s, but, you know, everything's a blur back
then. I think it might be before Star Wars. No, can't hold it to, you know, maybe not.
Yeah. But so it was well known enough that it was, like, in that movie. So it's not like it was top secret or anything. So I just thought it was very funny that he kind of made it seem like it was this big secret technology that perhaps we had gotten from the aliens when it was, like, well known
enough
to
be about it. Yeah.
In a fucking movie. And they even showed it in the movie, like, the fucking hands get the exact same one that he was, like, going, oh, wow, this is, like, what they used to have there, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, you're confirming his story now. It did exist.
Well, yeah, that's probably
that's why he said it. That's why he said it.
I told you it was real. It's like, well, you could have seen it in the movie. Or, like I said, it was...
Everybody knew about it.
Yeah, everybody knew about it. So it's not like it was like top secret.
That'd be like saying, we had these things. They had the alphabet, and they were on these little fucking box. And you went like this. And when you did like that, it actually printed it out on a piece of paper.
And everyone went, oh!
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, you mean one of these? A typewriter? Yeah, that's it.
That was some fancy alien shit
right
there.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that's the next show that's going up. Like I said, if you're a patron, you'll get to see it tomorrow morning.
It's a good
Eastern
show.
Eastern Standard Time.
It's a good show.
But other than that, you get to see it on Tuesday. I think it came out pretty funny. Yeah. We had a good time with it.
Mm-hmm. I talk about aliens.
Yeah, he loves to talk about aliens.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We got to do Phoenix Lights.
Yeah, I'm, like, actually amazed that we hadn't done one.
I think we did Phoenix Lights or mentioned it on one of those marathon shows that we did.
We probably did.
But it needs its own show because there's a lot to that case.
Yeah.
That, you know, that the average person doesn't consider.
Yeah, well.
That has come out over the years.
If you
about the flares.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll definitely do it, like, in the next month or so.
The video that they show all the time is flares.
Yeah.
But there's another video of the damn craft that fucking no one ever fucking, that they never show because it's real low quality. And you just see like six lights and it's real fuzzy and grainy because it was taken with just a shitty VHS camera from a distance. And they try to blow it up to look at it. And that's the craft. It's just that they never show that on television because the quality's so bad.
It's so bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's understandable, I guess.
And then Fife Symington said he saw it, too.
Yeah.
He was the governor. But he didn't say anything.
That's right. I remember. Because I remember, didn't we watch, like, a documentary about that or something?
Yeah.
I remember, like,
years later,
And I think, like, I read a book about it a while back.
Years later, he came out and he said he saw it, too. But he just didn't want to say anything because he didn't want to cause a panic because nobody above him gave him any information.
Yeah.
And I think it was some kind of an extraterrestrial craft. And there was more than one of them, evidently. But that was the main one.
Alien tour group.
Because people were calling them all over the state as it was coming. And they kind of described different things, depending on where they were and what time they called. And there have been people that have tried to put it together through all the 911 calls. And they think it might have been like a parade of them. To where if you looked up in the sky, you could only see one at a time. But other people saw other ones in other places.
And they were going like one after another.
Yeah, they were like they just kind of spread out, kind of like a parade, and going over the state. Together, you know. One of them it was supposed to be a big sphere. It was one of them, big sphere with lights on it.
Yeah.
But they weren't trying to hide themselves. I just think it's very hard to. It would be very hard to fake that. Because the 911 operators said that people were calling. And the 911 operators across the state were being called simultaneously as it was going over the state.
Yeah, that would be much harder
be
to fake
real
than just
hard.
One person saying that they saw something.
So, and it was just everything was lighting up. They were all seeing it, calling 911. And the areas were all going off at the same time in unison. So how could you coordinate people?
Right.
to do that.
Yeah, that, you know? That would not be...
So there was something flying.
Yeah.
And they were calling about it, you know. That's, so, you know, you can take that to the bank. That something was flying.
Yeah.
And it disturbed people.
Another thing that I forgot to mention, I think, on the Bob Lazar show was I totally forgot to mention the Storm Area 51 event. You know what I mean?
No. Oh, that thing where they were... Yeah, yeah. That was
where
recent.
Somebody, like, started it as a joke. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, hey, let's all storm Area 51.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
But some people... Yeah, I think, like, 3,000 people turned up area, but they just kind of stood there.
It was a joke.
I think one person got arrested for, like, going through the fence, but everybody just kind of... Yeah, everybody just kind of, like, showed up in, like, costumes and hung out.
They weren't going to fucking go into the Area 51. No! They'd get shot.
They would get shot. If you get far enough in there, they definitely will shoot you without asking
There's an in-depth defense.
Like, yeah, and I talked about this on the show that's coming up, too.
They'll warn you in certain areas, then they'll arrest you, and then if you get deeper than that, they'll fucking shoot you.
Yeah. Because they have signs all over the place that says, hey, past this point.
You're just going to be
shot. You're on your own, bud. We're not even going to warn you. We're just going to blow your fucking head off. Yeah. So, you know. All right. So, was that all that you had to talk about today for Sunday?
I just look at the news. You see what Nostradamus predicted is coming true. I'm just going to leave it at that. I've war gamed it out. This could go a couple different ways, but in the end, it almost looked like the collapse of the Soviet Union, but I don't think it'll I don't think that that's how it's going to go anymore. But I don't know if you guys want me to talk about that. I'll do another sidetracked about it. Try to keep the fucking show light and, like, free from politics. But, you know what I mean? Everybody sees what's going on. Just, you know, stay fucking chilled out. Just watch your own ass. Stay out of the way of this shit.
Don't get involved
in this shit.
That's what I try to do. But you know what I mean? It's kind of like... So we'll either... Tomorrow, which is Monday... So we'll either do another sidetrack tomorrow or we might do a matinee, depending on what we end up watching this evening. We are planning on watching a movie, like an old movie tonight for the retrospective, which I'm not going to spoil unless you're a patron, in which case you already know because I already posted about it. But we might do a new one. I don't know what new one we're going to do. I think Shudder has a new one. And the weird thing is, like, I was looking at the rentals on YouTube for, like, new horror movies, and there was, like, two that looked really good, but then, and it said 2020, but then when I looked them up, like, one was from 2016 and one was from 2017. So I don't know if it's just because they only just got released and that's why they marked them as 2020. So I guess they just started streaming and before that you couldn't really get them. So I guess that's why. But so we'll see how that goes. So we'll see you guys again tomorrow, either a movie review or another sidetrack. So have a good rest of your weekend and we'll talk to you again soon.